you make sure they follow your availability, they can, they'll let you work whenever you want, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, it's, like, pretty accessible. It's, like, it's easy to get in. It's online application. Like, what else could you ask for? And it's pretty close.
I prefer in person, because then you can actually talk to the manager. And then, you know, like, they complicate online so much. You have to, like, post so much shit. Sometimes they ask for, like, certifications and shit. It's just like, what the fuck, man?
No, Walmart's application is easy. And
it took me, they asked 20 minutes. Because they made you feel out serious and shit.
It's a lot easier than calling, going to a place and handing in the shit.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just really awkward. I don't want to do that.
I don't mind doing it, but, like...
It's awkward.
Well, it's only awkward when you see someone you know.
No, it's not going to like, I'm here to submit this application, and you're like, everybody's.
I have no life. Give me a job, please.
Yeah, man. It's easy, and you still, of course, you're gonna meet the manager when you have the what job? I don't know, the interview.
Yeah, exactly right. So
interviews are short there. I don't need to know shit. Like, mine was, like, 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, and it was, like, in a room with other people.
So it's, like, an orientation, huh? It's, like...
Nah, the orientation is 6 hours.
Shit, what the hell?
Yeah, but you get paid for it.
Well, I thought Tim's was bad. It's only 3 hours.
Well, the orientation is, like, well, they go discuss all the rules, what you have to know.
Yeah, you don't have to know anything, huh? You didn't even have to go there.
No, you have to, because there's, like lunch rules and time theft rules, and you know, they teach you how to clock in and out, so you actually get paid and shit.
Do you have to watch videos?
Oh yeah, that's the most bullshit. Yeah, we have like,
they don't matter.
Like, what they're called, CBLs. We're in Walmart, and it's like basically videos and like quizzes on how to properly do like certain things. And they keep giving you them, so one day you have like 10, it'll take like 3 hours and shit. But you get paid to do them, right? So you're not actually doing work just because you have to do them, so you skip work and sit on the computer instead.
It's like kind of like you do it like for work.
Yeah,
part of your
it's
job.
Training. It's basically training.
Yeah, for us, it's we have to watch it just to learn. And we don't even have to do the shit that we learn, bro. So.
Yeah, man, it's pretty easy. Walmart's easy going in Panda, so.
Yeah.
It's not a bad job.
Alright, well then, like, I'll consider. I will apply again. Yeah.
Depends on what department you get. I mean.
What are the good departments?
What are the good ones?
Like, honestly, I wouldn't mind working cash, but, like.
Yeah, cash is alright. The best is sales floor.
Sales what?
Sales floor.
So oh, yeah. So,
people help you on the floor, like, you know, where do you find this?
Those yeah, that's people. So that's so sick. You just, like...
You legit don't... Most of them don't do shit. I end up doing their job most of the time, because, like...
You're like, I don't know.
No, since our department is, like, kind of, like, overstaffed for how many orders we're dispensing right now, they send, like, extra people to... They call it zoning, which is, like... They put stuff back where it belongs to make the aisles look nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like restocking, like rearranging the aisles. And so when I'm out there, most of the people at like right outside our door. So I zone that section. So I'm so close to, you know, where I'm supposed to be in case they need help. But the bike racks are there, bro. And every time I'm doing it, someone's like, can you get this bike down for me? And they're up on the like. So you have to pull them down.
What makes you think you can do it, bro?
It's a exactly. Pain in the ass, man. They all get jammed and shit. And then you pull one down and they're like, and there'll be like the tiniest scuffle mark on it. And they'll be like, oh, can I get a different one?
I swear, customers are so stupid. Like, they just keep the thing you
then don't need what kind of like size of bike they need. So you need to like fucking try 10 out and shit. It's annoying, man.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I was going to ask, yeah, I was gonna say that, you know, working in like sales, like helping people out, that'd be so chill because you feel good doing it, huh? Like when you like actually.
Most of them just sit around on their phones. I'm gonna be honest. They say it themselves. They're like, yo, sales were too so easy. Like, oh, car pushing probably one of the worst I like yeah, that it, sucks. But it's like,
really?
Because I have had to do it a few times, but
yeah, only if you have to. If it's like every day, then it's just stupid.
You have to stay out in bad weather and
almost get
run over by cars and shit.
People have died doing it. It's scary, bro.
Nah.
Should make you sound like a consent but form saying it's not our fault if you get run over.
Fresh is pretty good too.
Yeah. And Walmart too, a lot of departments, huh? Like,
yeah. You can work fashion. I don't know why. We have a fashion department. No, I don't know anybody that works in it, but it's got to be the most whack shit I've ever seen, man.
To be honest, some people would probably like that.
Huh?
Some people would actually like that. Like, the fashion, like,
right. Would you buy, what's their brand name? What is like, Joe's or something? Would you buy Walmart clothes?
I mean, no, I would not. I would buy Costco clothes. That's one thing, but, like, you know, not Walmart. Yeah.
Nah, man. I needed, like, black t-shirts because they fucking dress code me every time I wear, like, a slightly different colored shirt. Even though they have,
you have to wear the blue shirt, huh?
Or a black, right? And I was wearing like, I don't know what I was wearing. I think I was wearing a white shirt one day, and they dress coded me and shit. So I was like, oh, fuck. Even though they have like posters saying, oh, you can wear any color of shirt for like the summer months, and they have it like posted everywhere, and they still dress code everybody wearing, or at least me. If I wear a different shirt, but so I was like, shit, I only have a few black shirts, so I had to buy some, right? I go over, I look in the section, where it's like $20 for like some.
Like, wait, you try buying at Walmart?
Yeah, no, it's a mistake, man. I bought it and didn't even fit.
Yo, that's their move, bro. They make you buy all this shit and make that stuff expensive, just so you to pay more.
I mean, $20 for a good shirt isn't that bad. So $20 it's not you're gonna use it. But like, it's for Walmart. Terrible quality shirts, man. What the fuck are these?
$20 for like a shirt is really good, like a nice shirt, but like
not bad. But they weren't nice shirts. They're like rags, bro.
Rags? Oh, yo.
Oh. Yeah, are we recording?
Yeah, it's been recording for like 7 minutes.
Now. I didn't even know.
Really?
I've been talking shit about Walmart. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna
don't assassinate me.
I think it can only be recorded for 30 minutes.
I'm scared of big names, bro. They're gonna send some.
Nah, they're gonna bully you now.
Yeah, they know my information.
I mean, they already do bully you, so it's okay.
Nah, bro, they ain't average Joe. They ain't gonna worry about me. If I keep my mouth shut.
It's all good. They're going to give you, like, hush money, bro. I mean, it's only if we don't post this, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're going to post it.
Yep.
And make jokes about ourselves.
That's already a guarantee, bro.
Almost definitely. I went to pick up my grad package today.
You just went to pick up your grad package?
Yeah.
We graduated like last month. And
yeah, I know. I didn't want to pick it up. I was like, I'm never stepping a foot in this school again. Like, fuck that.
That's, yeah.
Then I was like, oh, gee, well, they have my diploma and my transcript. So I was like, I don't know if I really need those. I was like, they should send an electronic copy of those, shouldn't they? But I don't know if they do or not. So I was like, oh, shit. Today was the last day, so I was like, fine. Or else I'll go back.
Yeah, or else you're not going to get anything, bro. You probably got some awards, too.
Huh?
You probably got some awards, too, you know?
No, they gave me everything. It's really, yeah. They gave me, like, the hat and, like, the box, the Smarties in it. That's the only good thing. The Smarties is the only thing. I was like, all right, you know, this kind of
yeah, this cool. is okay, you know?
This is all right.
It's worth the
everything
trip.
Else, it's already in the recycling bin.
You threw everything out?
Yeah.
Even like that book with all the people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only kept the Smarties and the you know the diploma and the transcript, the shit I need in the folder.
Yeah, guys, this is what school does to you. It just turns you into you know.
I don't care, man.
Loving man.
I don't put a quote. Looking at, I looked briefly at people's quotes, and I was like, no, this.
They didn't put. They didn't put me in.
Huh?
The dad didn't put me in.
You submitted the quote.
Yeah, because I submitted, like, I was so confused because it said 500 words max. I did like a paragraph on like my experience at Sir Wolf, which I didn't think I was supposed to do, but like, what kind of a quote is 500 words long? You know what I mean?
But they have those, and
yeah, they had some.
So it should have yours.
Yeah, I don't know.
This just wasn't good enough for mine.
Mine was amazing, bro. No, they didn't add other people with a similar last name as me. So like, I'm gonna assume that he just forgot like some of the M's, but like.
Yeah, I don't want to ever look at that shit again. Excuse my language. Especially the kids walking by.
Oh, yeah. So,
should we pause it with a garbage truck?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's gonna smell like shit.
Is there a way to pause it? We're gonna have to stop it completely. Or, you know, we can just, like, admire the garbage truck, you know?
Admire the garbage truck.
Yeah. Yeah, how sick would it be to actually be a garbage man, bro? They're actually like,
they don't get paid bad either.
Yeah, I know. And like, they're fucking shredded, bro.
They get city benefits, and I mean, it's not a pleasant job, but
sure obviously not. But like,
they probably get used to it.
Yeah. So imagine like riding on the side, bro. That'd be so sick.
Hanging off. That one wants to be a garbage.
Yeah, man. I kind of want to be a garbage man now.
I'm sure you could like, well, like
apply
for the summer and stuff.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, man, took the high school shit.
Bro, high school wasn't that bad, man. It was fun, bro. For you, it probably wasn't, but for me,
no, it was fine, man. It's just bad. You know, it's nothing special.
Nothing special, really.
It went by fast, though.
Yeah.
4 years.
Like, definitely went by way too fast.
Think about yourself in grade 9, bro. Like, how fucking
dumb you were. Yeah. You too, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I feel like I was so...
I feel like I'm actually, like, not an idiot anymore, you know?
Don't say anything.
Nah, significant improvements.
You know you're doing bits if, like, you look at your past self and you feel like you were stupid. Because that means you've learned and grown a bit.
Like, I look at some photos and I'm like, what the hell am I doing, bro? Like,
and I mean, like, as long as you... I wonder at what, like, if you, like, at what point does that stop? Like, you looking back at yourself and feeling you're stupid?
It doesn't stop. Well, if you're growing,
it depends,
then it doesn't
stop. It depends if you, like, you keep on learning and trying to grow, right?
No. So if you look back at yourself and you're satisfied of who you were, you're fucked.
I think a lot of adults experience that though, because like, at what point do you stop, like, your life becomes so consistent once you're an adult? I mean, you're gonna
that's
work
an
for,
interesting
like,
way to look at it.
20 years, nothing changes that much, really.
I mean, I feel like a lot of things would change, because that's when they actually start.
I mean, maybe you had kids. I mean,
you want to have kids when you're 20? What are you saying?
Huh?
You want to have kids when you're 20?
I'm saying when I'm an adult.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm saying nothing about their life changes that much.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I guess if you have kids, though, it changes, because, like, you're always learning how to be
a parent. If you find, like, someone to, like...
You're always learning to be a parent, and, I mean, they're changing, so you're changing. But I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, life's unexpected as fuck, bro. So, like, yeah, anything could happen to the whatever it's going to...
No, but I think the goal is, like, to always keep learning, right? So you always look back at your past self and find yourself stupid.
Exactly,
you know?
Like,
if that's consistent, then you're doing something right?
Exactly. Because you're always finding ways to improve, and then you'll be ready for, like, a lot of stuff that the world really reciprocates.
Grade 12 doesn't feel like it happened, though.
Grade 12 feels like it just, like, felt like a dream, to be honest. Like, it didn't really, like...
No, I wouldn't describe it as a dream.
Yeah, it felt real to you, huh?
No, it just wasn't pleasant.
Yeah, exactly. The nightmare.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't pleasant, I would say.
Yeah, it's just... I remember the first day so, like, just... It's in my mind so much, and that never happened to any other birthday because it was so recent. Like, not really, but you know. We didn't really learn that much, to be honest.
Nope. Yeah, we're so unprepared for next year.
I mean, you're fine, to be honest. You don't have that many, like, science courses, is that right?
Are you kidding? All my courses are science, man. The only difference between me and you is I get one elective, or no, two electives.
Yeah, I get nothing,
and
bro.
You get nothing. That's not that big of
a
difference.
I'm only on campus for one class this fall.
You see, you're lucky, man.
I want to go on campus.
unless you're, everything is on campus, you don't want to be going on campus.
Yeah, but still, it sucks, man.
I have to go back and forth, or I have to spend fucking, what, I don't know, 9 hours a day sitting
I would
downtown,
rather do that. I'd rather have like four classes or three classes even.
You'd ever spend 9 hours downtown?
Yes. Downtown is like where I live, bro.
No.
How sick would it be to live downtown, bro?
I'm sure. Because I have to go back and forth between like a class and a place to sit and study and do an online class. And then still find time to do homework and shit. I don't know, man. It's a pain in the ass, man. I feel like everybody that got online classes for the first like term is lucky as fuck.
Yeah, I guess. I want to go on like in campus though, you know.
You're gonna chill at home and listen to shit for like a week, and then once a week for 2 hours go downtown. Wow.
Yeah.
I have to go every day.
Yeah, I guess it's fine. I guess, but like,
and I mean, like, I'll have to be. I mean, it's not gonna be that bad, but
yeah, think about how high school passed by so quick, and I already know what's gonna happen for uni. Like 4 years is the same thing, right? So I want to live every moment, and it just sucks that we're not gonna actually.
It's gonna be a lot longer because it's gonna be a lot.
No, it's gonna. You just think that it's gonna be a lot longer.
Gigantic pain in the ass.
Did you not learn anything from high school, bro? It's gonna be so much shorter, guaranteed.
Okay, but we thought high school was gonna be long. Of course, I'm gonna think it's gonna be long. I feel like it's gonna be long. And then when I've done it, in the moment, I'm gonna feel like it was short.
Yeah. I remember grade 9. So you know how we can leave during lunch, right? I had no idea we could do that. So I thought we had to sign out for some shit, right?
Well, because you're dumb, man.
Well, that's not what everyone thought, I'm sure. I'm sure very people try to sign up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were like, oh, are we supposed to eat in the classroom like you did?
What? Go up to the teacher and be like,
we don't stay in one class.
Wait, other people are going to be in our other classes too? What's the semester? Yeah, we're paying tuition in August then, huh?
We got sent what we need to pay in like late August-ish.
Yeah, people in Carlton already paid.
It's so weird to pick their classes late, like, and their schedules really late and stuff. Like, they picked the end of, like, beginning of July or something like that, right?
Yeah, like, end of June, I think. Actually, that we were, like, around, like, the end of May, I think, that we did it.
Or something like that. I can't even remember.
Damn. I forget everything now.
Carlton's so much more, like, organized, man.
Yeah, I'm not, like, regretting not... Like, I'm not regretting going to Ottawa U, but, like, Carlton's definitely the better first impression.
Yeah, but they're more expensive, so...
And plus, it's farther away.
Not too much, man. It's not that bad.
Yeah. I went to the Carlton Field the other day to play soccer, and it was only like 6 minutes away. It wasn't that far.
You only played for 6 minutes?
No, it was 6 minutes away from Uwatawa.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I need to improve the stamina right now. No, I played for like 2 hours. But...
Yeah, man, I'm not ready.
Yeah, honestly, I thought I was ready, but now I'm just thinking about like, yeah, I'm not ready.
It's stressful.
We'll get it done, like, as long as you, like, you're responsible and, like, you, like...
Have good time management skills.
Time management? If you need that, and if you have it, then, like, you're chilling.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah. But if you don't, then, like, yeah, you're not, you're fucked.
You know what I wanted to do?
I know you want to do a lot of things, but...
Yeah, I do want to do a lot of things. That's... Yeah, okay. It's probably unreasonable again. Like, all my other, you know, like, illogical ideas and shit, but I want to host... I want to run a marathon for charity.
But also that's good, yeah.
I want to host one, like...
You want to host it?
Like a running event for charity.
I know the city of Ottawa does it a lot. Like,
I know, but I want to do one on my own. Like, you know, like advertise for it. Like,
all right, I'll join charity. You. But then that's money out of your pocket.
Yeah, I know. I don't have enough money for it or enough resources or time. But I wish
I did. I'd say get your life together first and then.
Yeah,
you
know how they always say. I'm definitely going to do it when I'm older. And I think I'm definitely going to start running marathons and. You know, races for charity that other people host, like the city host and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That definitely, because like,
you know, why wouldn't I? I mean, I had a good idea. You know, all right, I was gonna be like, all right, well, it might not be that expensive. The host. At most, you need all right, so. You know, Navin Trail is kind of accessible, right? It's one straight line. It's pretty long, you know.
Everyone speeds on Navin, though.
No, but the Navin Trail, it's like a giant trail.
Oh, the Navin Trail. Okay, yeah, that's a good place.
But, yeah, so it crosses a lot of roads. But I was thinking, you know, if I get a few friends and, like, families.
You could, like grow, you know.
Commit. They could bring like water, food, whatever, and park at those roads, you know, where the path crosses the roads. And that way, when people are like, you know, get to the cross, they can stop for what they need and shit. Because, right, if you're running a giant race, you're going to need like, you know, resources, water.
Exactly. Maybe have like stations set up, you know, like.
Yeah, so they
halfway across
stations and stuff, right? We have a starting line, a registration, you know, where people can donate. I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be that, like, you wouldn't need that many resources to do it, but I'm probably, like, you know, overestimating how simple.
We can never be too safe.
Yeah, no, it's...
But then it's about spending money on the resources again, right?
So, yeah, just, it's impractical for me to do it.
Yeah. Right now. That's actually a really good way to make money, like, selling, like, drinks, like... On like roads, like on like trails, like that, because like they're more valuable when people are like exhausted, so you can get a lot of money by doing that. Obviously, like you're trying to get charity, but it's a good like side hustle.
Yeah,
selling things that are more valuable in certain places.
I just wanted to do it for charity.
Yeah,
because like I can run. Why wouldn't I put it like to that kind of use? You know.
Exactly. Yeah, guys, that's it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We respect the hell out of you. I'm Amon Malik.
Terrible.
You're supposed to say I'm Ben Derry.
Well, they know that at this point.
No, they don't.
This is, yep.
No, hey.